Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. This one is a special one because I'm getting started on YouTube. As in, I'm actually gonna get more active than I have been so far, and I plan to more intentionally create YouTube content, including having these podcast episodes in video format. I want to talk all about that. I want to tell you more about my plans for YouTube, non-existent plans, may I say, why I decided to get started and how I'm gonna tackle it all. If you happen to be on YouTube, I would love to have your follow there. You'll find me as Course Creation Lab. I'll also leave the link to that in description. Now, let's get into it. So if you happen to listen to this in audio, well, I have to say that probably for both media, there will be some weird overlaps of me not being able to focus, of me not being able to like split my brain into different directions and being unclear who exactly I'm talking to. I'm really, really excited to actually explore this YouTube venture because first of all, I know my podcast audience, right? I have been podcasting for more than 2 years now. I know who is on the other side listening. And I have this very kind of private community sense in the podcasting space. I absolutely love that. And now that I'm stepping in YouTube with the same content, I'm both a bit scared, but also excited to see what awaits on the other side because I generally don't know what is happening on YouTube. Okay, so let me actually backtrack a bit. I have had my YouTube account for quite some time already. YouTube is the kind of space that I have always been aware of. I know people who actively use YouTube for many different businesses, in many different ways, how they're showing up. I know many success stories. I know many behind the scenes insights on what they're doing and how they're getting it done. However, for me, YouTube has always been a bit of a scary place. First of all, I don't particularly have the setup and the tech for it in terms of like, for example, my podcast to be recorded in the highest quality. I know many creators just record their podcasts on their laptops and then they just take the same material and post it on YouTube. I, on the other hand, wanted to be a bit more creative. I really didn't want to do like recording directly in my laptop. Like I don't want to use my laptop camera. So I am using my phone camera. I actually have a whole another recording of this exact episode where I am recording everything with the back camera, which generally has better quality. But I have already tried and tested this on social media. I don't love recording on back camera. Now, I could do all kinds of things to actually see myself. You know, there are many different ways. There are apps where you can mirror the screen and so on. But honestly, even when it comes to the outcome, I understand that the back camera has higher quality, but I actually prefer the outcome of the front camera. Plus, it just makes me so much more comfortable to record this. Back to the setup. One of the things that for the longest time was holding me back in showing up on YouTube was the setup. I love making videos. I love creating video content. I'm doing a lot of video content for Instagram. I'm doing content for my products. I feel rather comfortable in front of the camera, even though there still are those days when I have no clue what's happening, what I'm doing, and why did I choose to show myself. But at the end of the day, I do love creating video content. And in general, honestly, I love creating content. And all of that just led me to thinking that as I'm already creating a lot of content. I have Instagram Reels, which by the way, I'm also repurposing to YouTube Shorts, which is also something I kind of discovered recently. I have that going on. I have bits and pieces of content that I record that is going into my Savvy Offer Hub membership. I have some free offers here and there. And all of that, as I keep showing up, as I keep recording, and of course the podcast, as I keep showing up and recording, there's just so much content. So I honestly just have that feeling that I'm not utilizing, especially YouTube, as much as I could with all the content that I have. Now, the tech part was definitely holding me back for quite some time. I would love to have like full camera setup and everything, even though I feel like it would also like stop me from actually creating the content. Because the more complex is the setup, the harder it is for me to actually show up. But anyhow, so it was stopping me. But at the same time, since I already have a lot of content, I kept thinking about ways how I can start repurposing it more into YouTube. So my first step was actually posting my Instagram Reels into YouTube as well. Now, it has been a journey, okay? I have realized that audience on YouTube can be quite unpredictable. And even though my content has been doing okay, there's not like many views or anything. But once in a while, like somebody leaves a comment or something and I'll just question everything I'm doing, okay? I don't know, maybe I'm just not made for YouTube. I don't have that thick skin just yet. I have no clue where is this going to take me. And I'm well aware of the audience differences. I know and I have heard before that people on YouTube can be a bit ruthless. And I'm ready for it. But how it's going to be in real life, I don't know. As I already mentioned, so these teeny tiny some random comments here and there, they haven't been bad or mean, but they just make me think like how different is the worldview for those who are actively watching YouTube. Obviously, it's not like always the case. And I don't mean anything bad by it either. But just the simple fact that the audience, the difference of the audience of what I'm receiving like on Instagram versus what I'm receiving on YouTube is quite different. Ultimately, I hope that with this content, with this new specific for YouTube content that I'm going to be creating, I'm going to actually be attracting audience that really vibes with my content and with what I'm doing, right? That is the hope here. Okay, so I started by repurposing the content that I was already making, the videos for Instagram. I started posting them on YouTube Shorts, which by the way is something I highly suggest because this is just another way for you to easily reach your audience, right? I use Metricool to schedule everything. So whenever I have a reel created, I will post it on TikTok and YouTube Shorts as well. And yes, there are some times when you should be like specific about the platform you're posting on, but honestly, I just post it. Sometimes it reaches great audience. You know, sometimes I see new people coming in from these spaces. And I think there probably is a way I could check, but I haven't checked yet. I think that most of my current YouTube audience, which is like 30 followers, okay? It's not a lot, but for me, honestly, it's a lot because it's a completely new space. I haven't particularly been growing. But most of the people that have come in there have come from YouTube Shorts. So even though I haven't been actually active on the platform, I love to see that that has been happening. So that really was my first step in direction of YouTube. The next thing I started doing was transcribing. Well, I already had the transcriptions of the podcast episodes because I'm recording them and editing them in Descript. Descript automatically creates the text version of everything. So I have like the whole transcript ready. And I basically just started putting that into video content. So on the same Descript, I just add the background, I add the captions, so there's some visual element to it, and I started posting these videos. Now, I have 100+ Savvy Upper Hub podcast episodes, right? There's a lot. So I have started doing that, but I haven't really been able to like catch up with the actual number of episodes we have going on here. But now it's been around 30 posted episodes, and I just don't feel like this content is resonating, which is obvious, honestly, because it's boring, like caption content without any kind of visuals is boring. I hope that now that I'm actually going to be in front of the camera, even though there's not going to be much happening, I hope that this is going to be like a step in the right direction. Now, that being said, I'm upgrading from these caption videos to actually recording my podcast episodes in video format, which is exciting, but it's also scary because I love podcasting. And one of the reasons why I have loved podcasting all this time is because I can easily show up without overthinking. I don't have to think how I look. I don't have to think about the camera, about all the setup. I can literally just sit down and record at any point in my day. So that has helped me to be very consistent. Now that the video format is coming in, I hope that I can upkeep that consistency. And it doesn't like scare myself away from this, but we'll see how it's going to go. Obviously, I'm determined to be focused with this approach. I really want to see where it could take me. Now, let's talk about the plans. So as I mentioned, when I just got started with this episode, I don't particularly have any specific plans. But the thing is that as I'm already creating a lot of content and I'm trying to repurpose part of it and I'm trying to like do things in the easiest and most seamless way while also creating content that is worthwhile and that makes sense for each specific space. Obviously, content creation is not the only thing I do day to day, so it's not that easy to like make sure that I'm everywhere in the capacity I want to be and at the level that I want to be while like also upkeeping everything else I have to do. So I'm trying to leverage that. And one of the things that I'm thinking about, like I'm considering how it's going to look like, is specifically the video format, the editing process. There's not going to be much editing, first of all. Okay, I don't plan for this to be very visual material. I'm literally just taking that step from captions, adding myself in the video because I know it's just slightly more entertaining to watch. So I'm hoping that this will help me to increase that potential reach without doing much more. There's still going to be some captions. There might be some edits later down the line, especially if the topic really asks for it. And I'm like well aware of some video editing, but at the same time, it's not something I want to spend too much of my time on for now. However, if I feel like this is the venture I want to take and I want to also do more actual videos specifically for YouTube besides the podcast, I want to experiment a bit with editing there. And honestly, it's not even as much as experiment. I just want to try things out. You know, I guess that's the definition of experimenting. But I literally just want to try things out, learn maybe some new features. I know how to edit videos. I've been doing that for a long time. But I feel like it's the kind of thing where I'm kind of stagnating. I'm not really learning anything new. So now showing up on YouTube maybe gives me that chance. Maybe will give me that chance to actually edit more, learn more, and improve my skills in that as well. Okay, so I actually just now had to take a quick break because all my systems went in full shutdown mode. I guess that's what I get for doing video content. I came in unprepared. Quite literally, everything broke down and it was a hot kind of a mess. But anyhow, we are back. Okay, we will wrap this episode up, hopefully without any further interruption. So honestly, I have no clue where did I left this. But one other thing I wanted to talk about is my general vision for YouTube. Why am I even getting started? Besides the fact that I have so much content to share and it's just another venue where I could do that. So first of all, I really want to reach this new kind of audience. Even though I'm not an active YouTuber myself, even though I've been watching some interviews and some interior design videos recently, I'm not that active on YouTube. Like, I don't watch as much. I know there's a huge audience on YouTube. Okay, YouTube is like one of the top platforms and the audience net is wide. So we're not talking about only specific type of an audience watching YouTube. There are so many different people watching so many different things in so many different niches. And the moment you actually start searching things on YouTube, you start to realize how there really is everything. And I kind of just want to claim my space in there too. And one of the best aspects of YouTube is the evergreen part of the content. Now, I love evergreen content. Podcasting is evergreen. Blog posts are evergreen. I've been blogging for more than a decade now. I hope to upkeep the podcasting for foreseeable future as well. And I just want to add another layer to that because social media, it comes and goes. And yes, these days, social media is also searchable to some extent. But at the end of the day, the post you post is there only for a short while unless it really gets that popularity. I mean, content, on the other hand, can be found at any point. Even if today I post a video on YouTube and it doesn't get any traction, maybe somebody will search for those specific keywords and they will find my specific post. And then once they see my post, they actually get interested in working with me, or maybe they get interested in joining the membership. For me, it's not about the numbers in terms of how many people will watch my videos, because frankly, it's like 3. Thank you for watching. But Honestly, thank you for watching, because honestly, when it starts from zero, every single person counts, right? And it's not really about numbers. I understand that there may be growth and, you know, at some point, maybe my videos will be getting the traction that is like aspirational to have. But at the same time, currently, I'm really just more focusing on putting out content that can be useful for that ideal audience. And I know that there is part of my ideal audience that is active on YouTube. So honestly, we'll just see how that goes. Since I have all of my content ecosystem interconnected with each other, I know that I will be able to like upkeep this, because I don't create every piece of content separately. So as long as I keep going with the podcast, I have all the content coming out. So besides the heat in Spain currently that is making everything way, way harder than it has to be, I really have no obstacles in recording these videos. So literally, we'll just see how it's going to go. Okay, I cannot promise a thing, but I'm going to keep you updated. I'm going to share more of what's happening. I definitely feel like YouTube is having a huge comeback. It's been quite some time already, like the past 2-ish years. I see more and more creators talking about YouTube and wanting to either get started or get back to what they've been doing before. And I'm really looking forward to like jump on this train and literally just see where it takes us. Now, that'll be it from me for this episode. You can always send me your questions either below the video on YouTube, where unless you're already there, you'll find me as Course Creation Lab. You can also find me by the same name on Instagram. Send in your questions, send in your topic suggestions. I'm always excited to learn who is listening, who is on the other side of the podcast. For this time, that's it from me, but I'll see you in the next episode.